It means it's time for Larry Weber and Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. It's kind of ironic that we're getting a rain and now that we're reaching the end of August. August, statistically, has been less than normal. Now, there's a lot of those, including our own home here, which would disagree with that because it was rain in some places and not so in others. At my house here, we recorded more than seven inches of rain for this month. The Weather Service in Duluth, not that far away, has recorded only about two. But that's the way the showers are sometimes in the summer. It's also interesting to note the temperatures. We have been above normal again in this month. And then the Weather Service came out with, I thought, a very interesting statistic this week. Meteorological summer, according to the Weather Service, June, July, and August, they call meteorological summer as opposed to astronomical summer, which goes from June 21, more or less, to the autumnal equinox about the 20th or 21st of September. Anyway, they say the meteorological summer this year, 2020, it ranks number two on the list for hottest summers, only behind the summer of 2012, and not that far behind. So that's been warm. We are going to end, however, according to the forecast, we're going to end with a cooling trend, and many of us are very glad to see that. Hopefully, this precipitation will change the other statistics as well. We are getting shorter days. This week we passed the threshold of sunset before 8 o'clock, and about 14 and a half hours of daylight. Sunrises now are approaching 6:30. We are going to have a very bright night if it clears, with the waxing gibbous moon leading towards a full moon, which officially is on September 2. Yes, we end the wonderful, awesome month of August this week, and we take on the spectacular or sensational month of September starting next week. Bird migration is what we usually think about as we get into this time of year, and that's definitely happening. Hawk Ridge has been counting now for some time, and some of the days are a bit slow. But broadwing hawks, sharp-shinned hawks, bald eagles have all been coming across. The biggest count, however, at Hawk Ridge happened on the 23rd and 24th when they counted thousands of nighthawks flying over. Now, the name nighthawk gives the impression that it's another kind of hawk, but it is not. They are a bird that feeds on insects. They have a short, wide mouth, and they catch insects mostly in midair. And the name nighthawk refers to a flight that usually takes, we usually see them in the evenings and such. However, when they're coming across as they were this week on the 23rd and 24th, they were being seen all day long. Other migrants of note at this time, blackbirds, waxwings, and flickers. I've been seeing those. Flickers are especially interesting at this time. They tend to migrate in units, small groups, that probably are families. And they will often show up sitting on the ground. And they, unlike other woodpeckers, they will go on the ground and find and feed on ants, and we frequently see them there. Canada geese have been coming across every day. I don't think I can take a walk any days now in the mornings without hearing or seeing flocks of Canada geese, and that will continue for some time. Other things of note, in the world of insects, we got four kinds of insects that are really standing out, worth taking a look at this time. Number one are the hornets. I've been watching, very fortunate this summer, to have a hornet nest near the house that I can get out and watch any time. The hornets are predators. The workers that go out to get the food for the young that are being raised inside of the nest, many people call hives, they are harmless to us. They are going out, and they are getting prey, and they're bringing it back, and they're feeding it to the young. However, as we get into the shorter days at this time of year, there are no more young being produced. And so, therefore, the workers are not needed to feed the young, and they just kind of disperse and wander around. They seem to have a sweet tooth, and so we might see them coming to our food. I've had examples of eating an apple while at the same time a hornet has decided to eat the same apple, or blackberry picking and come across the hornets out there picking blackberries with me. That happens as we get now later into the season. Also of note is a very interesting phenomenon. Ants go through the summer in their stage of no wings, and that's what we mostly think of when we think of ants is a type of insect that has no wings. But they go through a dispersal time as we get now into late summer, often around the 1st of September, where they will grow wings and they'll take off on a flight. And it's not unusual. These flights can be just massive. And it's not unusual to see a little crack in the ground where the ants are emerging and taking flight. I have had people ask me, what is going on? It almost looks like sometimes smoke coming out of the ground. There are so many of them. Well, the flight is large, but it doesn't last very long. And what they do, they are dispersing. They're going out to start a new ant colony somewhere else. Also of interest, this is the time of, I mentioned bird migration, but there's also monarch migration going on. So if we see monarchs flying at this time, we are probably seeing the migrants that are headed for a very long flight all the way down to Mexico, and we should wish them luck. And then we have a strange insect, a type of wasp that shows up at this time, and I saw this week in my backyard, has an extremely long ovipositor. The wasp itself might be close to 1 inch long, but then it has this ovipositor, what looks like a stinger, that stretches out for at least another 2 inches. And it's a type of wasp called Pelecynid. It is harmless to us. That stinger thing is not really for stinging. It's for laying eggs. And they fly around looking for a spot in the ground, and for some ability that we can't quite figure out, they can locate ground beetle larvae that are underground, and then they put that stinger, that ovipositor, down in there, and they lay their eggs on that larvae. So it's an interesting phenomenon. It's always this time of year. But if you really want to see insects this time of year, go out and take a look at the goldenrods. I did so one day this week, and I highly recommend anybody to do the same thing. This is goldenrod time, and goldenrods are abundant. They are bright yellow. They are tall. They're a native plant that takes over the roadsides and the fields, and insects just love them. And there are many kinds of insects. I went out a couple of times this week and just stood in the midst of the goldenrods, surrounded by various kinds of insects. They are completely oblivious of me. They were doing their thing, going after it. We have about a dozen kinds of goldenrods, and maybe close to 10 of those are in bloom right now. Same way with the sunflowers. We got about a dozen kinds of those, and they are in bloom right now, as well as asters. I have seen so far 9 kinds of asters, so put those all together. We have a very colorful roadsides and fields right now with the late season wildflowers. We also have, any time you have an abundance of insects like that, you have an abundance of spiders. I have been saying every week, and I will continue to say it now until the frost, get out there and take a look. We had some foggy days this week, and in the fog, many of the webs showed up real clearly, and you never realize how many there are until you can see the droplets on the webs, and they allow it to show up. These could be the webs that are laying flat on the ground, these the funnel webs, or that could be the vertical webs of the orb webs. We're going to have a beautiful morning coming up this week where we have a cool temperatures, a nice dew, and when that happens, these webs get coated with dew. And I highly recommend, especially those who like to get out and take pictures of nature, to get out and take a look at it and photograph these beautiful a new covered webs that are out there. We're also getting, believe it or not, it may seem early, but I don't think it's early, we're getting leaf color happening. I saw red leaves in dogwood, pincherry, and red maple this week, and I also saw yellow in black ash, especially a lot of black ash, and a few sugar maples, and even a birch yesterday. So, yes, there is some leaf color going on. Many of the berries are starting to get ripe now. I found ripe this week of wild plum, choke cherry, highbush cranberry, hawthorn. They're all getting ripe. And then we have a bunch of oak trees that are dropping their ripe acorns all over the yard as well. But the other phenomenal thing at this time is the mushrooms. I've been saying again and again, get out and take a look. We're going to have some cooler temperatures coming up, so getting out and taking a walk in the woods is just beautiful. And I found yesterday, I took a nice leisurely walk in the woods, and I found, I estimated 50 kinds of mushrooms as I was walking around. Now, don't worry about big names to give them on. Don't worry about them being edible or not. Just plain look at them. And once again, many of them are very photogenic, and they're worth noting. They're just a beautiful phenomenon, and it happens this time of year. The big four this time of year are goldenrods, mushrooms. They're going to be, well, it's more than four. The big things happening this time are goldenrods, mushrooms, leaf color, spider webs, the insects, and the bird migration. Now, that's not four, but nevertheless, it's still worth taking a look at. So, yeah, you're a photographer. Get out there and photograph some of these. They are just spectacular, and it's going to change as we go through the month of September.
All right, Larry. Say, did you hear a really sad story out of Moorhead this morning?
A
sad story. People woke up and they were horrified and upset. Apparently, they had sprayed for mosquitoes, and so people woke up to dead monarchs everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm
I did not hear that, but of course that tells you what can happen.
I'm guessing that they may want to have a conversation with the city about when exactly we spray for mosquitoes and when perhaps
exactly.
We wait a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly, or carry the conversation further. Do we need to spray for mosquitoes?
There you have it.
Take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. Mm-hmm. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays here on 103.3 KUMD.